This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly, truly, truly being part of the conversation. Be part of the conversation. Get involved. Find out what's happening, what's going on, how you can get involved. And I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us. I mean that sincerely. Anyway, if you head up to the website, therealside.com, as I said, you can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. You can be part of the conversation. I mean, there truly is a lot happening. But most of all, the best part of it all, is that you can give me your email address. Seriously, give me your email address, okay? Put it up. There's a spot there every week. I send out one email and let you know what's going on, right? And nothing wrong with that. You can get on board with that, I hope. And also, if you don't like emails, some of you hate emails. I got it. I hate them too. But if you don't like emails, then simply send a text. You get a text notice, text alert is what they're calling them, right? Send it to text TRS to 77222, TRS to 77222. And that'll let you know what's going on and what's happening, that kind of stuff. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me, and I mean that sincerely. You know, I find this, I don't even know why this is news. Because frankly, if you don't know he's like this, then you're not paying attention. But apparently, one San Francisco restaurant owner said, you know what, Bernie has lost my vote. I never realized he was so rude and cranky. Are you serious? The owner of a San Francisco restaurant famous for hosting politicians claimed, Senator Bernie Sanders lost his vote in 2020 presidential election after the Vermont Democrat candidate was rude and cranky to his servers. You know, I thought they cared for the little people. At least that's, I've been told that. John Constein, who owns the 111-year-old John's Grill, told Political, many Democrats dined at his bistro while the Democratic National Committee was in town. They were there for 3 days. Sanders arrived for dinner with about 15 members of his campaign team. He was not nice to any of the staff. He didn't want to shake his hands. He didn't want them taking pictures with him. What a sweetie, huh? Who knew? Him and Hillary. You know that? Maybe that's what they should do. We go Bernie for president, Hillary for VP. You know what I'm saying? It was all very nice except for a cranky Bernie, he said. I think he was just hungry and didn't want to be a politician. But he's lost my vote. Sanders' campaign didn't respond to the request for comment. Lee Housekeeper, the media contact for John's Grill, told sfgate.com that it's uncharacteristic for Constein to speak ill of his patrons from his restaurant. Bernie had to be in a terrible mood, Housekeeper said. Anyone in the public eye, and they're right, needs to understand when it's time to order room service. You know what I'm saying? No, seriously, when you're out and about and you're in the public eye, there's a lot of things you have to be careful of, and not because you want to be phony, Because that's not what I'm suggesting at all. Now, Constantine told Political that the staff waiting on the Democrats, including one large party with the Secretary of State of California, Alex Padilla. Gee, that's a shock. Lieutenant Governor of California, Elena Kanalikas, and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi had a more pleasant experience. He described Pelosi as pure class. Well, Pelosi definitely knows how to play it. Seriously. John's Grill opened its doors in 1908. It was famously featured in the Dashiell Hammett's 1930s film, The Maltese Falcon. The restaurant's popular among all kinds of politicians. It's got pictures of politicians all over the walls. So, yeah, he went on to say, he was talking about a whole bunch of people. He says, she was absolutely wonderful. Elizabeth Warren showed up, and she was wonderful and came into our kitchen. Boy, they're like gooing over these people, right? She took individual photos with everybody. She was complimentary to the staff. I mean, seriously, this is... Bernie's like biting the hand that feeds him, right? Like arguing with the guy... My joke. Why would you argue with somebody who's got control of the hold button? You know, you ever wait 30 minutes on hold for tech support or for some support of any kind? And then you start yelling at the guy who finally picks up the phone, and then, surprisingly, your call gets dropped. Go figure. Now, look, I know this isn't big news, but it is news enough to say, can you believe that the guy can't even control himself when he's out and about for dinner in a big town like that? I don't know, whatever. All right, but the big story, the real story here, the one that I'm enjoying immensely, is the CNN announced details for a climate crisis town hall. So apparently they caved. So on Tuesday, CNN announced the candidate lineup for its unprecedented primetime event strictly focused on climate change. 10 Democratic presidential hopefuls. They'll appear in New York at the back. Now, the beauty behind this, I'm loving this, because I want to hear them spew all kinds of fake science. This is going to be, we're going to have a ball with this. You talk about fear-mongering, fake fear-mongering, this is it. This is based on fake science. Along with the candidates, the network also announced the CNN journalists and the approximate appearance times for the presidential hopefuls during the seven-hour live event. Yep, you heard it. 7 hours. Showman Senior Host, come on back. I won't hold you for 7 hours, I promise. We'll be back in a minute.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens wants to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You tiny-brained whoppers of other people's bottoms.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, truly being part of the conversation, truly being part of the solution, right? Isn't that the whole idea here? Whole idea here? God, I'm trying English. Doesn't always work. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. And again, I appreciate it more than you know. I mean that in all sincerity. I know there's like 3,000 other shows you could be watching, but you've chosen this one. And I appreciate it more than you know. Anyway, let's get back. No, I'm not dismissing you. But let's get back to it, because I didn't get to talk last night. So I got like 3 hours pent up in me from last night. But again, I really do appreciate the time that you spent with us. All right, so apparently CNN has decided, the Democrats have decided, the most important thing in the country, it's not the illegal immigration, because they're not causing any trouble. It's not the gun violence, right? I mean, those stuff that they always scream about. The biggest problem that we have in the country today is climate change. And the other part of how stupid this is the ignorance, stupid, whatever word you want to use, fine by me. It's the fact that again, even if we changed everything and we went all electric, that we didn't, not even all electric, we go back to horses or something. I don't even know what we can go back to because, you know, you got, what, cow flatulence is a problem, so what, are we going to go meatless? These people just don't think this stuff through. If we stopped emitting everything, if we had zero emissions when it comes to greenhouse gases, what would somebody in the next 50 years we would change the temperature by 0.0051%? And yet nobody's calling out the two biggest polluters, but we'll talk about that in the future. You know, look at India, look at China. So as I started to say, CNN has announced that they're going to do a climate change, well, it's a town hall, not a forum. It's not a debate, which I would love to see. Because it is the biggest crisis in Los Angeles, in the United States today. Now, 10 of these Democrats are going to take the stage, and they're not going to go against each other. They're going to get their time to speak. It's going to take 7 hours. 10 candidates, 7 hours. I'm sorry. There isn't anything they got to say that I want to hear. There isn't anything President Trump has to say that I want to listen to for 7 hours. Former Housing and Urban Development Secretary Julian Castro will be interviewed by CNN's Wolf Blitzer at 5. Andrew Yang gets the 5:40 spot. Kamala Harris, she'll get CNN's Aaron Burnett at 6:20. Wolf Blitzer was going to do the first two. Amy Klobuchar, she'll pick up the 7 o'clock hour. Vice President Joe Biden will pick up the 8 p.m. hour. Sanders gets 8:40. Warren, now it's funny. So Sanders, Biden, who else? Anybody else? No. Sanders and Biden get Cooper, Anderson Cooper. Chris Cuomo, the brain surgeon in the group, he gets Elizabeth Warren and Pete Buttigieg and Beto. Here's a great lineup. Beto O'Rourke and Don Lemon. Isn't that great? Cory Booker could be interviewed by Lemon as well. The chief correspondent for climate change is Bill Ware. And he'll be there throughout the night to make sure that they're telling the truth and to ask questions. Now, an April poll showed that 96% of Democrats favored taking aggressive action to slow the effects of climate change. Right? But what does that really mean? And the other part of this, right, is the United Nations, the United Nuts, I don't know why I keep calling them the United Nations, they project the temperatures will rise 1.5 degrees above pre-industrial levels as early as 2030. And if we don't take rapid action, these dates, these numbers, these times, they keep floating all over the place. This is craziness going somewhere to happen. Now, somebody sent me a meme, said like back in 1989, the UN said that if we didn't make changes immediately, basically we wouldn't be around by 2000. The world would be in a weather turmoil. But we've been listening to this since the late 60s, early 70s. And every time it's 10 year. I don't know, what is it with this 10 year number? What is it with this inability for them to say we've got 30 years and it'd probably be an easier sell, if you know what I mean? But they've got this 10 or 12 year. Anyway, Nothing. Not one of their predictions has come true. And now they're talking about 7 hours of this conversation. Right? I mean, they've gone over and over and over again. And they talked about how we were going to die of starvation across this planet in the early 70s. Because we wouldn't be able to grow anything because we wouldn't have enough rain because of climate change. Right? I mean, I go down the whole list of those kind of things. New York City was supposed to be underwater by now. Right? The coast should have moved inward by about 30 miles by now. And this is constant with these people. It's consistent. And every time we have a natural storm, it's because of climate change. Two-thirds of the world's population was supposed to be wiped out because of famine. And yet we have one of the worst problems known to mankind, obesity. Doesn't sound like we're starving to death. And then they throw out these numbers. I mean, I got to tell you something. They're at odds with the reality of what the scientists are saying in most cases. It's easy to find a scientist on your side. Right? And you can go through and they'll show you where they have updates and they have information on how the Antarctic sea ice levels have shrunk to record lows. Well, record lows since when? I mean, how long have we been watching this stuff? How long have we been paying attention to this? Right? I mean, those are the questions. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So when they want to actually come out and tell the truth and deal with this, then you can sit down and have an honest conversation. It's what has changed, how it has changed. Weather patterns, whether they want to hear it or not, they're natural and they're normal. Show me seeing your host. This is The Real Side. Be back in just a little bit.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
In the headlines this hour, Hurricane Dorian heads toward Florida. But first, the Inspector General Michael Horowitz issues his report about James Comey's conduct. It finds the former head of the FBI set a dangerous precedent and broke rules, but he won't be prosecuted.
Our highest priority is the safety and security of the people in the path of the hurricane.
As Dorian churns toward Florida, President Trump says he will be staying in Washington, D.C. throughout the storm, and he is sending Vice President Mike Pence to Poland, a trip he was supposed to be on this Labor Day weekend.
I will be rescheduling my trip to Poland in the near future.
The president making his remarks about the storm in the Rose Garden at a ceremony about space.
Very important for me to be here. The storm looks like it could be a very, very big one indeed.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
You got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
All right.
We are. Yeah, go ahead. I'll let you finish dancing. Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with me. And definitely do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of. Seriously, be part of. I want you part of the conversation. I want you part of the solution. Look, a couple ways to do this. One is if you head up to my website, you can put your email address in the there's a box here that says, you know, for newsletters, and I only send out one a week. I don't beat you up about it. I don't inundate you with it. Right? I mean, seriously. And if you don't want to do the emails, if that's too big for you, then go ahead and you know, let's do the text alerts. You want to text TRS to 77222, TRS to 77222, and I do so much appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Again, if you head over to, by the way, we're in the second beta version. So hard, it is so hard to work with Apple when you're one of us, if you know what I mean. And so anyhow, the second version of the app is out there on Apple, the Google Store. And, you know, let me know what you think. Let me know what you think. I don't care. You're not going to hurt my feelings. I want to make sure this app is working well, and working the way it's supposed to work. So pull it down. Let me know. Very excited to hear. Truly, very excited to hear from you. I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. All right. I just love jumping all around the place. I don't do it on purpose, but I know it makes producer Tammy crazy because she tries to keep up. So for those of us who are size-challenged, is that the word we want to use? Princeton University is not having it. A brand-new course at Princeton University invites students to learn about society's stigmatization of the fat body, and to consider political and industrial or industry-related reasons over medical reasons for being concerned about the alleged The alleged obesity epidemic. The alleged obesity epidemic. Are you hearing this? Look, here's the funny. I'm not even gonna go through the rest of the article yet. You're talking to somebody who's almost 300 pounds, okay? I do not have a medical condition. For those of you who honestly have a medical condition, come on. I'm not talking about you and you know it. And I shouldn't have to tell you this. Right? So, when it comes to feeding yourself, feeding your body, shoving food down your throat, I know when I'm putting bad food in my body. I know when I shouldn't be eating as much as I'm eating. I know all these things. It doesn't take brain surgery. And this alleged obesity epidemic, because we're making fun of fat people. If you're a fat person, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Your knees hurt. Your ankles hurt. Your legs hurt you sometimes. You walk up 5 stairs, 10 stairs, 15 stairs, while the rest of your buddies are still going. You're sucking wind, or you're hurting. Your muscles and your legs can't help you go up those stairs. And all that, we're supposed to blow by if somebody's just fat shaming us? No, it's obviously bad for the body. You go back and look at the numbers in my day, you know, 60s, well, mostly the 70s. My parents were like, you know, go outside and play. And there's nothing wrong with board games and all that, good for the mind or what have you. Right? So when you get out there and you're running around and you're playing, you can eat some of that junk. When I was a kid with the Twinkies and stuff, I wasn't overweight as a child. I was always running. I was always doing something. And then that thing that God designed in your body clicks. Right? I shot up in no time. And I hit almost 300 pounds. I hated walking. My feet hurt, my legs hurt, my ankles hurt, my knees hurt. And then I blew off about 30 pounds. And I blew off 5 or 6 pounds, and all of a sudden my knees, it felt like the Mack truck was off my shoulders. It's just a reality of life. I mean, I'm technically, right now, I'm obese. Right? I mean, not technically. I am, according to the charts. If I would cut back on my food and I'd go work out a little bit more, not work out, just walk a little bit more, I'd probably get it down to, I'll say, 250, 260, 245. And I'll tell you, to somebody's comment in the chat room, when I was eating right and eating the foods that my body could pull the nutrients from, I wasn't hungry, and I ate probably 40% of what I'm eating today. So if they would just be honest about it, not worried about how somebody feels, because you know what? The rest of the family's going to feel really bad when you're dead in a coffin because you're overweight. You're going to feel really bad about yourself when you can't get out of the wheelchair that you're going to have to be sitting in because you're overweight and your legs can't take it anymore. I'm not trying to, if you fall into things I'm talking about, I'm not trying to beat on you, and you know my heart better than that. So please don't play that game. Anyway, the course is called Fat, the F Word, and the Public Body. The course will be taught by dance professor Judith Hamera, who will lead students in examining how the fat body operates and at the conjunction of political economy, beauty standards, and health. Students will address questions such as, how does this F word discipline and regulate bodies in the public? And what is the ideal American public body? What do you mean ideal American public body? How about this? What is the ideal body weight, size, fat mass, whatever, for your frame, for your heart, for your blood vessels? And it doesn't care. Let me tell you what. A fat, out-of-shape person in America is a fat, out-of-shape person in Italy or Spain or Greece or Alaska. Not about... See, this is where political correctness goes really awry. They'll also consider the changing history, aesthetics, politics, and the meaning of fatness. And although they'll do so by use of both dance and performance, oh, let me see you get these big people dancing. The course description assures students that no previous performance experience is necessary. One of the chapters in the book, Queering Fat Embodiment, which is just, it is a real irritant for me. Why do we have to queer everything? You get in these college classes, queering God, queering Christianity, queering fat. It never stops. Can't things just be what they are? Anyway, one college actually removed a sign they considered fat shaming because a student complained about it, or a couple that did. If you've got 3,000 kids on campus and two students complain, I think the two students have the problem. Right? Not the other 3,998 people on campus. You know, just amazing. Other texts of the course include Gerardo Otero's The Neoliberal Diet, Healthy Profits, Unhealthy People, a book that rejects mainstream explanations about the American obesity epidemic, such as little exercise and poor food choices, instead of asserting that increased obesity does not result merely from an individual food and lifestyle choices, but rather than neoliberal policies. Yeah, whatever. They have, you know, my dad used to say, so true, people overthink things. They over-philosophize, right? They over-dissect. Sometimes when you're fat, it's because you're eating a pound of pasta every day. You're not walking. A half a pack of Oreo cookies really isn't what you should be doing. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's not all political. And for a class to have to put up a political, doing a political class over it, it's even funnier. And then a fat sex therapist in the same class compares fitness trainers to Nazis. Just amazing. I got nothing. We'll talk about this on the inside of the break. Joe Mancini, your host. We'll be back in a minute.
Hey, folks. Tom D. for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story, but freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
School, stupid? Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
You don't. Joe Mancini, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you. I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. You do want to be part of the conversation. You really do. You want to make sure that you're engaged. You understand what's going on. You know what's happening. And again, please don't. You hear me say this all the time. I'm not picking on anybody. I'm not getting on your case. But here's the deal. Don't be like them. Right? And you guys know what I mean. You long-time listeners, you know what I mean. I always say the same thing. Don't be like that. Don't do the same things that you rail on for them doing. Okay? Be informed. Be engaged. Make sure that you've got facts that you're working with. And not, I'm coming at this from a Republican standpoint, okay, conservative standpoint. I don't want to hear, I didn't do that, did I? I don't want to hear the Republican talking points without you being able to stand behind what you're saying. Right? Seriously. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with me. I appreciate, you know, the time we spend together. I know it sounds kind of corny, but it's very true. You know, I got a whole bunch of crazy stories I want to do. And yes, most of them are all about the Democrat Party. But we're talking about, you know, Princeton University. And basically, you know, the F word is a new, what they're considering the new word for fat, right? If you talk about being fat, if you talk about fat issues, it's almost like anything you want to talk about that makes a person's life better, but it might make them feel bad. You notice that? Might make them feel bad. Then you can't do it. It's wrong. It's terrible. It's disgusting. Right? Hey, I got one for you that's kind of... Look, I want to do some crazy stuff. I really do. I want to do some crazy stories, right? Here's one that I don't know how anybody couldn't see coming, right? A lesbian-owned vegan cafe in Melbourne, Australia, who charged 18%, an 18% man tax, somehow went out of business. They've been in business less than 2 years. They decided to do this recently, right? They changed their seating arrangements. The female customers got preference, and men had to pay an 18% tax to eat there. The tax was a way to describe the protest, the gender pay gap. Well, now you have more than a gender pay gap. You have an unemployment pay gap. That's right. The general public didn't like the idea, arguing that the man tax discriminated against and alienated half of the population. You know, where's the Human Rights Commission when you need them, right? Hansom's, her owner, Alex O'Brien, said that that was exactly why the lesbians must dismantle the patriarchy. Right? They wouldn't argue that the tax was bad. They argued that it was the patriarchy that pulled them down. Well, listen, if they needed so many clients today, then why did other women step up? You're telling me that no women were against this? Because I find that hard to believe. Now, here's what they posted to the backlash of going out of business. When we opened, the place was called Handsome, in 2017, we expected that perhaps we might make a stir through our brazen public discussion of structural inequity and oppression. You know, we used to laugh at these people, remember, in the 70s, even with our enlightenment back then. They used these big words. They tried to make you sound like an idiot. It was great. And we made fun of them. And look what they grew up. We should have corrected them and straightened them out then. But look what they grew up to be and do. The man tax blew up the internet, an idea that we didn't think was all too radical. The radicals never think it's radical, do they? Yet the way the world responded showed us how fragile masculinity is. See, they're never wrong. That's what makes them dangerous. They're going to push an idea on you that they believe to be true, correct, and right, no matter what damage it does. Because they're never wrong. Think about that. If that doesn't scare you, I don't know what's wrong with you. People, any gender, it doesn't matter what it is, any gender, any party, any idea, when they truly believe that they got it all together, and you can't tell them any different because they're obviously much smarter than you are, you've got a problem. And it's not a little problem. It's a big problem. And it's extremely scary. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. No, I'm not trying to be melodramatic. I'm not trying to make a big deal out of nothing. But really, guys, it is a big deal. Because you have to understand later on, and they're doing it now in a lot of places. You know how I've always said for years on this show, they truly believe that any thought that shows up between their ears is true and right and real and needs to be implemented yesterday. Now, what I would have done is I would have gone and bought coffee from another place and walked by their store and just kept holding it up in the window while I drank it. I'd get a whole bunch of guys to do that. But anyway, just the mere fact that she says, see, they didn't make a mistake. They didn't do anything wrong. It's just that masculinity is so fragile. Right? It solidified the need for us to keep fighting to make a difference. We were just one little tiny shop on a Sydney road that was trying to carve out a little swath of space that prioritized women and women's issues. And suddenly we became a punching bag for all of Melbourne. No, you were idiots who had a bad business plan. There's plenty of places that men don't go into that women, it's kind of a woman's only place. And there's places that women don't go to, it's kind of a men's only place. You could have done this totally different and made so much. You could have made enough money. This is really, really short-sighted. You could have made more money and you could have helped fund and support and contribute to women's issues that you think are important. But no, you took a stand on the asinine thing. It's charging somebody for something they can't change. Unless, of course, you want to walk in. I'll tell you what, you know, before I get to the doorway, maybe what if I identify as a woman? You going to call me on the carpet? You going to argue with me? That way there, I don't have to pay the 18. We strive to bring lesbianism back into fashion. I didn't know it was out of fashion. I wasn't aware. I'm not a very aware person to begin with, I guess. But I wasn't aware it was out of fashion. See, they're the ones that make the big deal out of sexuality. They're the ones that make the big deal out of gender. They're the ones that make the big deal out of all this stuff. And then when it goes sideways, they don't know what to do with it. So what do? They blame it on somebody else. Okay, back to the story I was going to originally hit. But I saw this. I couldn't control myself. I'm sorry. Anyway, so this is a new one, too. I've never heard of this before. I truly believe that a child cannot consent to being on a diet the same way a child cannot consent. Ready for this one? To having sex. That's according to Sonali Rashatwar, whose Instagram username is the Fat Sex Therapist. She proclaimed that I experience a diet culture as a form of assault because it impacts the way that I experience my body. These comments and more were made in context of her 2 hour speech. Listen, I have to question your sanity if you sat through a 2 hour speech with this woman. These comments and more were made in the context of a 2 hour speech sponsored by the St. Olaf College Wellness Center. Women, this is the Women's and Gender Studies Department. You notice that these whacked programs are always in the Women's Gender Studies Department? It also was part of the Center for Equity and Inclusion on the topic, ready, for radical fat liberation. The talk included assertions that fitness contributed to the recent Christchurch shooting. I mean, you don't get any crazier than this, right? I mean, come on, people, really. And then they want us to take them seriously. Tonight we're going to start by talking about how to politicize our definition of body image. Because oftentimes we actually get stuck thinking of it from a white supremacist lens. She explained how white supremacy happens every day in everything. See, this is why that true white supremacy will continue to grow, because you call everything white supremacy. You belittle it and you take the sting out of it. Joe Mancini, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. You know, I appreciate the time you spend with us. Remember, we're here all week. I'm believing you will be too. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Thanks for hanging out.